טוב, חברים, אני מבקש קצת יותר ריכוז.
Okay, friends, I'm asking a bit more focus. Relieve yourselves internally from all concerns, from all problems, like a baby in the hands of its mother. You've seen how they feel themselves. So everyone like that. No tension. There's no disturbance. We're already on the final correction. If I sit among the friends, there's no better state. In loyal hands. Our force is the greatest in the world, the most qualitative, and we only need to integrate with it, every one of us.
התרגיל שלנו נקראת סדנה.
Our exercise is called a workshop. You remember, what does he say in that, in our workshop, there's no one greater or smaller, we're all equal, everyone is very important, and, well, in short, the guidelines of the workshop, you already know, everyone nullifies before the others, we don't argue, this is clear, we're already aware of that, we only add, and everyone who adds wants to integrate with everyone. All in all, we want to make a collective action, an action of connection. It doesn't matter how much we speak or who speaks or even what we speak about. What's important is that through the connection, we come to a unity. And the fact, and when we engage in too much wisdom sometimes, it comes in the account of the unity. So let's try to not make it that way. We only want to add. Just like beloved people, lovers say good words to each other, and it inspires the love among them, that and they advance towards greater and greater connection. So what we want to do right now is to scrutinize what is the nullification to be in connection called an embryo. How? With respect to what do I need to nullify myself? So as to enter nullification. What do I nullify before who, towards what? What will happen to me? What did I have? How do I do it? All of this is very, very important to us. So let's open it up first of all. How do I achieve nullification? What do I have that I need to nullify? First question, please. How do I reach nullification? What is it that I need to nullify? I want to see that the moment we're in right now in this convention is the moment we've been expecting our entire life. Our life was only worth living for this moment right now. And release and let go of any other thought or concern we had only for this reality now of the connection between us, where the Creator appears, what the Kabbalists are talking about throughout all the generations. This is the only reality that exists in the world, and it's worthwhile to let go of everything for it and be together in this reality now.
It's worth letting go, and we really want to, but how to let go? There's a great desire, to suddenly, finally delete this inside that bothers to step on it, but it keeps jumping, it keeps coming up. I don't know how to...
If I'm clear that I am amongst the greatest of the generation, those who want to attain the quality of bestowal, then I'm clear about who my mother is. My mother is the group. What does it mean to be a womb, to be in the as an embryo in the mother's womb? That I open my mouth and I take in, without scrutinizing, without anything, I take in what mother gives me. I grow with the mother, I live there, I nullify myself, I don't have any self, I'm there. I give myself to the group. Completely. The feeling, perhaps, is that now in the convention we need to just step on it full steam.
We have a very strong feeling that really feel the need to feel all the friends, just every friend's desire, to really feel it, be inside it, inside his desire, to really annul and cancel any calculation, self-calculation, and feel my friend's desire, exactly what he needs, and nullify towards that. And, of course, there's no ability to do it, and that's where we need the help from above to give us the powers, the ability to feel each other's desires, my friend's spiritual needs.
To follow up on everything the friends said, because that's all we've got, really, to continue the friends, to continue that flow that the friends start and what they say, and simply listen to their words, and any depiction that arises in me, just rise above it. And even further, devote yourself against whatever laziness or what, it doesn't matter what, you rise above any picture the body paints for you and live within the soul, as Rav told us, live within the friends, within their words, really feed on what they give me.
To continue the friends, this annulling is like the fetus that's connected through the umbilical cord. That's the only thing he has to do. Doesn't have to be concerned about anything. Just be connected to the mother. Doesn't matter if it's a lesson, a meal, a thought, an action. We have to be connected to that umbilical cord, which is the center of the group, and towards that to keep annulling.
I think that the nullification, it's true that there's an egoistic aspect of it every moment, but if I look at the goal and if I see the goal orientation of the friends, their inner fire, how they come here from all over the world, even not just from Israel, and with the same longing. And if I, for instance, last night I sat within in front of the computer, and many friends read Shamati passages, I don't know, for long hours into the night. I don't know how much I slept, and this aim towards the goal turns the nullification into something simple. Because if we look at what is happening, this is really the responsibility we have to show through nullification, through merging with the group, trying to come close to the Creator who can save this take us to this lofty state, and from day to day it becomes harder. And I think that's the best option that we have.
There's a feeling that this whole environment, this whole convention, really helps in practicing this custom that everything I'm doing, I have to pass through my filter, as I was used to be doing my whole life. This convention is the optical state to learn how to change that, to be towards the group. That I can really be able to take this and change myself through it and save on a lot of unnecessary things. So that's how I see the nullifying in the Congress, to see how to change these customs I was used to doing my whole life, to sift everything through the filter of the group, the way I want to feel them.
The analogy that I have is like when a zygote is created, when this drop of semen enters the egg, like a drop into a glass of water, and it's you just have to leap in, and whatever thoughts, doubts, what I thought that was me, that stays outside. And the only part within me, which is the semen, is the point in the heart, and that just leaps in. And only that is the mind and heart that I have to feel, that there is this flow within the friends, and it is containing all the forces of development, and only just taking the leap in. That's it. And then you simply disappear and become like a part of that water with everyone.
What am I supposed to annul and how to get there? We have to annul our approach of this world. We have to annul our approach of life in this world, the way we think about this world, the way it seems to us. That everything comes from annulling and uniting alone, and how to do it with our united efforts, with the constant influence of the environment, of changing our reality throughout our whole lifestyle, from below to above. Because the unity and nullifying doesn't stop in the upper worlds, it goes throughout all of reality.
Because really, it seems to us in our world, it's really confusing. It's like there are different bodies, different desires, there's me and there's others, many divisions. And in fact, the reality we're now entering is a reality where there are only points in the hearts. Between them, there's a connection of support and mutual guarantee. And together, we're building that mother. It exists, but we're building it. And towards her is all of the nullification that we have to do, nullifying all the illusions that we each have in our perception of the world. And our responsibility is that with us now, in the reality we're entering, that everyone will be with us. That's basically the nullification. And it's not a passive nullification. It's a great responsibility. Because once one of us, for instance, this detaches from it, then you go back to the illusions of this world and everyone loses it. But if we're all in it, then in a moment we're building this new reality, which is the only true reality that exists. We simply have to wake up from the dream together.
Something that might really help is that personal responsibility that I say, it's clear and obvious, but if you start entering this just a bit, you're sitting in an amazing group of people, really the greatest. And they're so great on one side, and they so much depend on you, and you're so rotten and corrupted inside. How can they depend on you? And you're so far away from what you're supposed to be, and they depend on you. And this thing doesn't let you rest, doesn't let you sit down. If you really understand that they depend on you, you can't sit and let them take you. You have to help. So maybe through there.
When can I not be an embryo? When I look at this world through this self, the self that hurts his pride, that feels all kinds of suffering, that has all kinds of fears through which I look at the world, everyone is frightening to me. If I begin to look at the world through we, then immediately a totally different picture emerges, that everything is for the sake of unity. Everything is for the goal of unity, anything that happens. So then this is called that I become more and more an embryo. I feed on what my mother feeds on, and I look at the world through we, through us, through one eventually. And then everything changes.
To nod towards the huge friends that are here, as Chanoch said, that's no problem. That's something that's easy. They're so great. The friends that came from overseas for one day just to be here, what greatness, how determined they are. But Yaakov sent me 3 letters from China how he wanted to come here. So annulling towards them, that's not so hard, because they're great. The thing is how to hold on to that nullification upon all those and here we really need the
subtlety,
being gentle in the soul, and to keep receiving the gadlut from them. That's our main thing now, how to hold on to that nullifying, even in the level of the still, inanimate.
Yeah, to continue on the friends, this is really actually not a big, not a great chokhmah, it's a great chasadim. To ask from within, to ask from that force of bestowal that binds us, that will give us more and more strength to transcend and to hold on to the friends, as Eli mentioned before about that drop of semen that fertilizes the egg. It's exactly that point, that foothold in the environment that saves you, and grow that point as the only thing that will save you against all whatever depictions this Amalek that appears in you.
The first question was how to annul, and the second was what to annul. So to what do I annul in front of is what we know, that thing that keeps jumping up. And he doesn't want it because it's opposite from him. But truly, the only way that you can somehow start acquiring a desire from that is from the people around you, specifically from your group, your friends, that show you that there's something huge there that's beyond all of that, that's beyond of this world. It's the spiritual world. It's they're selling you the greatest, most amazing thing that can ever be. I think that nullification is possible only with the help of the friends.
How can we see the nullification? Well, it's simply looking at the friend's eyes, seeing their love, seeing their readiness, their agree to sacrifice so much. Always look through the prism of the friend. What does he give up on as opposed to me? And that just makes things a lot easier. You just look and observe all the examples that the friends have mentioned here, the greatness of the friend, their persistence, and in that way the nullification, it becomes a routine action. Of course, sometimes it becomes harder and new disturbances emerge, which are these games the Creator plays with us, putting all kinds of more hurdles and obstacles in our path. But basically, I think it's not a difficult process when we see the vitality and the responsibility that we need to have.
There's a feeling that what we find in that nullifying, that the more we prepare and come already to the convention, then we start discovering more and more things that we have to deal with. So with all this intensity, we didn't receive it for nothing. We received it because everyone, and as a whole, we receive things that are harder to annul against and overcome. And as much as the environment can seem just a nice, suddenly a thought can pop into our head, but the nullifying, even from the beginning, is felt as being possible. No matter what happens and will happen, it's possible because of this environment that we created here in this convention. Whatever is going to come in the future, we can deal with everything that's going to come, because the security, that feeling of security that the group gives me, it can happen right now between all of you.
In truth, when you think about it, there's suddenly a very clear feeling that the only thing that disturbs is yourself. Whenever there's a disturbance, it's where you put yourself into it, or the doubts, and why wouldn't you be able to nullify? When you put in your thoughts, when you put in your reason, this entire thing, it needs to stay behind. It stays in Egypt. And that little point, that point of Nachshon, leaps in, and above the doubts or lack of doubts, faith or lack of faith, and just delves in. And that image of the embryo that holds on to the womb is also very powerful, because it has nothing of itself. Once it has anything of itself, it becomes a foreign element. And this entrance into the friends, also I feel what Rav spoke about, this equality, between brothers, how to enter that. Anything else just remains, you know, wisdom, seeing them from above, from below, or something, just to be in it, without any doubt, without any thought, just to be within them. I think that builds the walls of the boat that we're all responsible for.
How to annul, or how to reach it, is by the thinking of the whole system. Not to look at all kinds of little details out of this problem or that problem. Constantly see the thing as it's for here, for all of us, and everything comes for our, all of our good. And the prayer that everyone has to pray for everybody, that the unity and the annulling has to be in everybody, because this everybody is something that is revealed to me. And our mutual prayer, if it won't be in everybody, it won't be in me, it won't be in anybody.
And this is basically the entrance we all have into this common point of the center of the group. If we use the analogy of the fertilized egg, it later then divides into many, many cells that are different. But if each cell, if we delve into it, it has the exact same DNA. That if we connect to it, then you connect to the common thing that belongs to the whole body. And this is the DNA we have now, that we all have to share the same new reality. We have to return to where we already were before we were born into this illusion of separation. And we have to sustain this approach and this thinking above everything, to always have it in our thoughts, in our feeling, that this is this we, that we are one, that we are together, that we are in a single kli, in a, belong to a single mother, and we cling to that mother, and we don't let it go. And we all think of each other and care for each other to stay in this reality, and this will now become the reality of our life.
The complete dependency in the group, in the togetherness of the group, it's obvious, it's critical in order for you to be an annulment, but you have to be adhered in there. You have to grab on to something in that womb. No, I have no words.
Well, since it's already round three, we haven't spoken about joyfulness yet.
Question. When is annulling, nullification, called a fetus? Under what conditions is annulment called a fetus? Under what conditions is annulment called fetus? Please. Or what is the difference between nullifying and the fetus? After nullifying, there has to be something extra for it to be a fetus.
Nullification is my decision to nullify. There's a decision there to nullify. The embryo is already in the womb. It's already in the process. It's already eating what its mother is eating. The nullification in the group, actually, Rav said this, that to nullify is that I'm happy with everything that's happening with me because it all comes from him. And then when I thought about that, I said, okay, where's the group here? And actually, if I look at the world through myself, there's no such nullification. If I look at it through the group, there is joyfulness for anything that happens is happening because of connection. There's joy in everything that's happening. I don't know, maybe I'm unclear, but somehow, you know, we'll roll forward.
I think that a state of conception is ibul. How much am I trying to devote myself, to give myself into the friends? Because ibul is a state of katnut, and there all kinds of disturbances can come in. And as much as we try to devote ourselves and be one in the other and hold on to that force of the group, that the greatness of the Creator is in there, so actually that's how we get the force to pass on. Oh, so ibul, the word la'avo, is to pass on. So pass on and skip over the disturbances that will appear. So it depends on how much you hold on to that annulment, the one who gives his soul to his friends.
Yeah, perhaps even the embryo is this sort of system that allows nullification, the force of nullification, to be active in it. And like Yaniv just said, it's to transcend every time. So the point of self appears in me, and then I turn it to we. And I think that's where the joyfulness comes from as well, that every such inversion, the me is an indication to turn it to we, and that's how the embryo grows from it.
That the nullifying constantly has to be directed to, towards what do I nullify? So if it's like an embryo, he nullifies towards his mother. But what he wants to reach actually is dvekut. He wants to be in adhesion with his mother, but not to slice himself away. So in order to be adhered in the upper one, that dvekut, from that the happiness comes, that he's part of this big, huge thing, something that's whole, something that is that's the upper one.
I think, and for this I need all of you here, and I'm happy that we're here together. The process of the conception we're going through is preparing our kli, the environment that pressures and prepared itself that we can really come to the center of the group and nullification. And basically the embryo starts after 40 days of the development of the soul's vessel. At least that's what it says, that we can't, that there can't be an abortion after 40 days. It comes from the Torah, because then the kli is already created and it can absorb the upper light. And I think that is the group, that is our preparation.
There's a very delicate a discernment here of taking myself out of this thing, that there's only the group and the people that are around me sitting here, start seeing the world through them in a mutual way, and through that I don't just annul myself, but also see myself as part of this circle. I mean, if I look only at you, you'll be nine. But then that's maybe nullifying. But on the other hand, if I include myself and we'll be ten, meaning I don't disconnect myself from each and every one of you, we're the same, we're with this one unit. So there could be a opportunity to get into Ibul.
And a certain continuation of that is the nullification is the first action. It's the entrance to the process of the conception. But the embryo must get more flesh. This is how it has to evolve, develop, and it starts from nullification. Once I nullify the simplest first thought, the moment I can nullify anything, that's the entrance to spirituality. And then we have to start holding on to it, to suck from the breasts, or to stick to the wall of the womb and so on, and to be afraid that in any moment there can be a separation. And as the Creator adds more difficulty in holding on, then holding on to the center of the group and that mutual responsibility with the friends, that begins to build the flesh, and gradually later the independence will begin from this. And that's where the ego enters into the picture and is starting to work with it and so on. But holding on top of whatever it is that appears, I think, creates the embryo that develops. And every time there's an addition of a view, there's a demand from the light that reforms that will develop. Every time on a new level, we forget and then we ask again.
The difference between annulling to the embryo is the difference is that when I see a lot of details, it's not annulling anymore, because that's already me dissecting it into whatever I have in my ego. And the nullifying is when I can see the whole, which is a result of after I'm already annulling, and then I start living like an embryo, where everything just flows to everybody. That means I'm an embryo, that I am part of everybody.
Also, the nullification is nullifying before what? For the greatness, the importance, the carrying out of everything that we're reading about, the light that reforms, that will work on us, the togetherness. And the embryo is already alive. It has life. It's already a connection with the soul of the group, the life of it. And then the whole of reality is through that reality of the group. Therefore, life begins to have a totally different shade, a different color, which is coming from the view angle of the embryo. So the nullification is the way to reach the embryo, and the embryo is already where you maintain that nullification and constantly refine it, upgrade it, elevate it, cultivate it, nurture it. We do it through our mutual efforts.
Maybe you can say that nullifying is the action of overcoming, and the embryo is the action of integrating. In the annulling, you're actually working against your ego, and here you live and exist through the measure of your integrating inside that general group.
Well, in fact, we've said it all. I want to see this from the perspective of the mother, that the mother is happy that the embryo grows the way she... It just doesn't bother her. It gives her great joy to be a mother. We have to give that feeling to the Creator, that we are already in conception and we're happy about it and we're delighted by it. And then the entire 9 months happen as a miraculous adventure. So I just wanted to give another perspective on it.
We're sitting here now on the floor. This floor has a force of a desire to hold all these atoms together. That if that wouldn't be here, we'd be just dropping like a bottomless pit. Same with spirituality. In order to not fall in the bottomless pit, we need to put all of our atoms, all the points of the heart, to center them into one place. We gotta build this correct environment every time again, where everyone can rip off that point, that yearning of his, and put it in that one place where we want the upper light to strengthen us, that unity of all the points in the heart. And like that, every time we give the opportunity to strengthen it more and more and more, and nullifying is actually towards that conception, that group conception, where we constantly want to strengthen that place called the center of the group.
When I see how everyone here is trying to inspire the love, I quickly come to this feeling that I want to nullify. I want to be, to join that force, that only that force will act through me and work through us, and that is nullification. And what, how I want this to prevail in me over everything is what the embryo is built from, that force that we create together, that love that we draw towards each other. And that is our common embryo.
In the state of nullifying, there's also a prayer here. Because when man completely nullifies himself towards the upper one, towards the group, the friends, then he's already in this state of prayer, of a demand towards the upper one, like a little kid demanding from the adult. And even from that, that he tries to annul and he can't, that also raises a prayer out of him. So this annulment is another way to be connected to the upper one.
Rav answered one of the questions of one of the friends about the issue of the friend as if loses the feeling and can't stay focused on it. The answer from Rav was something that brought my thought to a different direction, that we have to kind of hold on to spirituality as a perpetual flow, and we can go into that flow only if we unite and only if we are in the state of the embryo, when we're in the center of the group and we lose the sense of time, and the only determining factor will be the connection with the group and the thoughts between us.
Well, this thing that came to my head when I heard the friends, that conception is such a different thing from annulling, that the annulling is the exertion and the finding, that you don't even recognize what's going on. It's only through annulling again and again and again, through more difficulties, you finally find something that you can't even imagine. An element is added that you can't even grasp. And then a new stage starts.
The nullification is the first condition, that I am separating from my will to receive. I restrict it, I rise above it. The embryo is when I already connect with others, and along with them, I begin to stabilize my system of bestowal. That's why the embryo is, it's what's referred to as the 40 days of the creation of the fetus, when it already is in the form of the fetus. This is the difference between the nullification and the embryo. What am I supposed to do throughout these 40 days? It's a symbol, 40 days, so as to be called an embryo. What do I need to do in a time of the period of time between nullification and the embryo, which is the 40 days of the creation of the fetus? I'm already answering partly. I connect to others in a way that I grow along with them. What is the indication that I've become an embryo? Perhaps you're talking more about what's inside the womb, so these things are kind of seem obvious, but speak about it in relation to what's in the group.
These 40 days, only at the end of them there's a soul. Until then, there's no real embryo yet. And from the moment I was able to hold on to self-annulment and entering the friends, that integration looking at the world through more friends, that becomes my prism, that through it I can look to hold on to that, to build it. That's the new reality that we're going to build and become our embryo, that we, there's no me anymore, there's like that. The unity in the whole, in the general, that 40 days is the time of entering into the group. And then there's no reality except for the friends.
In the 40 days, I perhaps learn... You can't hear? And during the 40 days, perhaps I learn all the actions where I begin to breathe and do everything from this desire of everyone, something completely new. And all the actions, it's like I used to know how to do certain actions, but now it's different actions because they all revolve around love, around connection. But thing is, they're all a certain elevation and that constantly renews itself and happens all the time.
And also, through that united point, the center of the group, we discover the different desires, the special desires of each and every one, and the efforts to overcome them in order to hold on to that center, like the cells that start splitting and being sorted out. It's that process that, like all of us, we know that we're on a constant struggle just for one thing, to hold on to the Ibul, to the conception. We find a new mutual life that is above everything we knew up till now, because everything that was until now, everybody was in his own direction, and now we're in a mutual struggle to build and stabilize, to bring this embryo to life every moment, again and again, only through this annulment that's just growing.
Yeah, a new life, a new viewpoint on life, to learn to live in the most basic things, the most fundamental and seemingly obvious things, from that point of adhesion with the group, from this nature that we need to adopt, that without the mother we have no life, and take these actions that we're used to doing on our own individually and transform them to really every thought, any glimpse of an idea, even before the action, is from within the group and for the group.
That term, group, with all its intensity and force, starts from 40 days. Suddenly, the Bina reveals itself, the Chasadim, the mercy, the future, everything, all the path from Malchut to Bina that took 40 days, it wasn't for nothing. It was the development of everything. You understand that group is everything. You understand what we is. You understand the path. You're willing to annul yourself. You can't have an abortion anymore.
The free choice of the man is to always choose a better environment. And the fact that we are now in the best possible environment doesn't mean anything, because that environment will provide us with all kinds of situations from above, that it could be the 40 days or the 40 states or 400 or 400,000 states. We'll receive all kinds of disturbances and ambiguity and contemplations and whatnot. And basically, on top of all these states, to hold on to choosing the right environment all the time, which is the one heart where all our desires are concentrated, our yearnings, our aspirations, to hold on to it, to stick to that really by the teeth, and that's it, that's all we need, we don't need more, and just be joyful with it. I don't know, I really gonna connect this Shamati article now, the matter of limitation, and I think this is the issue, that the 40 days are tests, trials that we get from above, that this connection between us is being torn, and again we have to convene and gather and ask for help from above to receive the aid, to hold on to that state by the teeth, and time and time again. And that's why we're here, for this determination that can't come from an individual, but only when everyone exerts to choose a better environment, to hold on to each other and to the Creator by the teeth.
It's amazing how through this circle suddenly all these thoughts come, and it's really, you receive all this feeling that, and this embryo is something new that is built. It's this new mind, it's this new feeling that was built. And these 40 days, it's like this term, it's this building that nobody can really guess. Also, Rav said it, what part of the embryo is going to grow first, what's later. But our equality here, we reach this point of equality, it's about our mutual growing, that I need each and every one of you, because you're all parts of this embryo. And it doesn't matter when you're going to grow, but you're part of this. Without you, or nothing. I can be a whole heart, but then I'm not complete without the friends. So our mutual growing here, that's the embryo, that's the... So in that we have to support each other, in that special growing, that's the good environment that supports, that helps only towards bestowal. That's the only feeling, that's the only mind, that's the only thing you can receive upon you. That's the food the mother gives you.
In the 40 days that the embryo needs to be in nullification, it starts only with a point in the heart. And it basically needs to nullify anything but that point and live within the point. And after 40 days, when the embryo begins growing, is that point in the heart that has connected with all the others. It begins to see that it's connected with this collective soul, and which is really all the friends discovering that they're just one soul. And then the embryo begins to work from within that collective soul and discovers that his point is actually a part of the collective soul.
These 40 days are actually the Sfirat of Binah, when the quality of bestowal starts working. And just for an example, we are 10 singles that build the group, and without one the group won't be. We are actually obligated throughout these 40 days to rise to that quality of bestowal that's between us, that each one wants to annul himself and be in the center of the group. We depend on each other, and we can't give up on anyone from those 10 friends that build this group. And that is actually the 40 days that we're in the center of the group. We're all together. We understand it. We understand that one without the other isn't worth anything. And that's actually our way to fill our purpose.
During the period of the embryo, when I develop, I grow with I grow in mind and emotion. That's how it is in spirituality. We don't have the actual flesh, like we're saying. So it's mind and emotion. So what is that growth of the mind and the emotion? What is the oviyut, the thickness, and what is the form that is over the thickness? Where do I get it from? Where do I get that flesh that we call of youth, the substance, to be the embryo? And where do I get the shape that paints me as an embryo? Meaning, in short, in what mind and heart do I grow when being in Ibul? In each and every state. What mind and heart do I clarify each and every state when I'm in conception? A minute for every person.
If I decided to put the teacher in the group above me, and this whole workshop, let's say, it stays, and everybody wants to go eat pizza, and I want to go to the beach, so I'm going to go eat pizza with you, even though I'm going to say, oh, we have to go to the beach. And slowly, the more we do actions like this, and I'll constantly put you guys above me, and this teacher, and the studying above me, even though I might think in another way, I'll start being used to thinking like you, I'll learn about how you think, and through nullifying, I'll start getting used to some sort of work. And this process, not only do I annul myself, but I get used to it. It's clothed upon me. It comes coming from me. I'm already flowing with you. I'm not against the stream anymore. I'm really doing actions that are with you.
The force that develops is the surrounding light, the upper light. The form that evolves is the intention of bestowal that grows within us, and the matter is the viewed within us when we begin to enter a state called the friends, the birth of that group. In that preliminary cell, all the next states already exist, but drawing the light to educe from that small thing the greater and greater is the work that we have to do. All the rest will come from above.
First, when an organ grows, let's say I'm mad about a friend. He did something to me. I think, do I love him? Do I not? So it's like I have a personal attitude towards it. Later on, I go into a different attitude that it came from the group or the creator, and I start feeling love. It starts getting a form. So I started with my own personal mind and heart. Then some of you came upon it, and I passed on to the mind and heart of the group, of the creator, and it received the form and all connected.
We guard together these two reins, these two edges the friends were talking about exactly. None else besides him on the one hand, on the other hand, our collaborative effort to reach, if I'm not for myself, then who? And as a result, we discover the collective mind and heart. The emotion means that we really feel the desires of the friends, that through them, through the friends, the Creator brings up the matter to work with, which is the desire. And with the common mind that we build, we learn how to take care of it, how to relate it to none else besides Him, and treat it at the same time. And from that vision, we develop this collective mind.
I don't know. What I put above me, but whatever is not me is above me. Whatever is not me that comes from you, that we have to try together to equalize to that same force to make him content, as we say.
It's good that we pressured you. Where all the flesh comes from? It comes from the I that jumps up. I has to become none. And this entire process, how do I move from me to none, is that flesh that's constantly added to me. Me, and then I have to make a sacrifice to cut off from me and create we above the me and advance that way, left and right, advance to that state of none. And, well,
we say that except for me, it's all the Shekhinah, it's friends that were all chosen from above, and through every friend, the Creator is really being revealed. And we have to depict this, hold this picture in front of our eyes constantly, that through the friends, the Creator is revealing. As much as he has his own mind and heart, he shouldn't delete them, but work with them. But how do I work with them? That as much as I try to annul these rejections and disturbances and try and receive the mind and heart of the group. And that is actually the whole deal. That's the deal. Oh, and there's another thing. Our overcoming, how can you do it? We can't do it. We need to ask for the forces from above to give me the ability to overcome.
Last question. Why is katnut the most important state that we should always yearn for? Why the katnut, nullification, is the most important state that we should always yearn for? A minute for each person.
Maybe because that action of annulling makes a passage from me. It's not something clogged. It just opens me in an unlimited way to influence my environment. And there are no conditions. It's just like with the baby. I have no conditions. I'm lying down. Do whatever you want with me. That's how it is. And that's exactly the thing, that I'm unlimited because I'm not putting any conditions for the upper one. My ego doesn't jump.
Exactly, it's exactly it. This katnut is not to diminish my desire for spirituality. It's to diminish everything else. That if I see myself prideful and strong and so on, what do I get from anyone else? Nothing. I'm all closed. If I want to receive from something greater than me, a higher sublime quality of bestowal, I have to diminish everything else in me besides that little point and only work from that.
Actually, the katnut is the state that can bring us to grow. The question is through the katnut, but through that katnut, he actually receives everything that's around him from the same level. He doesn't have to correct anybody else, but he just blends with the environment and actually absorbs and feels what his environment needs, and when he gets good loot, he'll be able to correct his environment. He'll have more vessels and tools to deal with his future state. And that's the easiest to receive from the others. Because everybody gives to me, I'm in katnut, I receive it. When you reach that level, that's great. Because it also develops, man, to the next levels that are coming.
Katnut is basically our way of not staying in the present state and moving forward. Regardless of what we went through, once we put ourselves in a state of infancy, we at least put ourselves in the potential to advance and we don't stretch out the time. Perhaps that's what it means, that there's no time in spirituality, that every moment that passes, we immediately nullify and move to the next moment, try to not to stick to it. And sticking to it is really just staying with it, is falling into the ego, so always maintaining the katnut. Actually, when the friend spoke, I felt how katnut is spirituality. There's just nothing else. Because even the growth, but basically I don't have any demand of myself. I'm just a servant for the world, for the Creator. And if I need to grow for this, then I grow. But I just myself remain in katnut. There's no me in the process. And only for bringing contentment, if needed, you then later reach gadlut. But you're always willing to serve, to be in katnut, to in that state of giving up everything. And by that you see the contentment that you make, that you bring. It's like this new me, this I don't even have words to describe it, but it just felt like the spiritual state. Why is katnut the preferred state? Well, this thing is not simple, because you always have a tendency to open more and more of what you have in order to add more and more. But as the friends said, and we said together, that the katnut is like it's a wrong word, that it's called katnut, like it's something small, little, that's not so important. That's actually the big and the huge, gigantic thing of our next degree of connection, where the reality is really orchestrated and everything is dictated. So I don't know who gave the name katnut. It's something very big. Only the ego looks at it as something little, but it's actually something very huge. Well, okay, we made efforts to nullify, we succeeded, and we entered a state of conception. We're already in a state of conception, and the relation between us is only to rediscover the Creator between us. And then we discover that the greatness of the Creator doesn't appear between us. We already gave up on everything from behind, and moving forward, we want to move towards Gadlut, but we can't. It's still a state of Katnut. And still, we have so much gratitude and joyfulness for living this new life in the group. And now, when, as a result of this joyfulness that we have, the Gadlut emerges. So this is really the place to work. The Katnut, the infancy, is the place to work. That's why it's the most important degree. And on every level, it appears that way again and again.
Yeah, because we have to remember what the goal for all this thing is. It's not that we will get to Gadlut. The purpose is that we can be a Kli that the light will go through. And to be in that optimal state is the state of Katnut, the readiness to, I am willing and I'm here. Really, do whatever you want with me, or don't, or I'm here.
Why does it say how good and pleasant it is for the brothers to sit together? How great and pleasant it is to be in Katnut, infancy, because we allow the Upper One room to enter, the Echap of the Upper One, to enter us and take care of us. And then again, we, on every level, we have to go through the same stages.
Actually, what I wanted to say is give a really short answer, but it's simple. Why is Katnut the optimal state? Because that's my answer. But I'll add one more thing on it, is actually, the Katnut is the preferable state, because it's the first state that a man comes to annulling himself and goes from one control to the other control. He becomes under the control of the Creator instead of his ego, to be the vessel that serves, that the upper force goes through it, to fulfill his friend's desires. So is there anything greater than that? More pure, more special, So we have to even thank that we are able to even say these things and be happy about it.
Gadlut, adulthood, is to be happy about the katnut, infancy. Why? Because this is how I agree with the Upper One. And with this agreement, with it as one, I'm adhered. But the basis is the katnut, the joyfulness about that state of katnut.
Friends said everything.
I agree.
Rabash calls faith a vessel. What's he say? How does he call it? That it's a wonderful vessel. That's what Rabash says about it. Why is faith, emunah, such a wonderful vessel? Okay.
I'll try to include myself with what you're thinking, because I just feel empty. That, but perhaps this is.
I'm adding. Why is the is it an unlimited kli, the kli of faith?
Yeah, exactly, from how we experienced the from the imaginary dealings, the limitation of this kli, that it's like a plastic cup that you fill up and there's nowhere more to fulfillment to go. So we create an unlimited kli in terms of satisfaction alongside the, because you're not taking it for yourself. And if you connect to this kli, to this mechanism, you basically discover infinite happiness, which is unlimited by any, there's no bottom to it. It's like a pipeline that there is always cold water goes through it, and you always feel hot, and so you always enjoy it, and it just works.
These two things connect in a really nice way. It's there's a faith, which is, it's a vessel, first of all. Why is it a vessel and the rest isn't? Because here is the first time that man enters the state that he's above his own reason, that he's giving up on everything, that he's completely annulled. And then through him, he demands, even if he can give up just so his friends will be fulfilled. I'm sure it's not the right words, but this is like the life in that state. And it's beautiful because it fills man with happiness. It's amazing. There's no other word than wonderful to explain this feeling. It's like all his flesh and senses say thank you, that his whole life he was brought to this state that he can be annulled, and it's wonderful.
To continue with the friend holding the cup, the plastic cup, and the water didn't have any other place to go. So really, what is the difference? The difference is that if I feel myself only, then everything is limited. But what is faith? Faith is when I'm already in connection with the group and the Creator, and therefore there's always passageway all the time. It's something unlimited, eternal, because it always continues, because then it has connection. And in the plastic cup, I have no connection, because I always feel alone. When there's already connection, then it's no longer limited, and that's faith.
It's a wonderful kli, because it's above reason. The faith, emunah, is the life above the masach. Above our small limitations. And this life, is a life that has no limit. They just grow, and through them we connect each other. Through them we can feel each other's desires, our united desire through that faith. Only with the lack of faith is when we do all the calculations on every action. It is really our life. And since we're together and we watch each other and we feel in the group constantly, it is unlimited. It just grows and grows all the time.
Yeah, the faith is connection with the Creator through the group. There's no limitation there. It's unlimited abundance. There's nothing beyond that.
A vessel of receive of faith, of bestowal that I attain is wonderful because it's endless. I receive pleasure from what I give, and like we explain to children, like when I come back from work and I want to eat, how much am I going to eat? Plate or two, that's it. And if that pleasure that I can give for millions and billions from giving, that's pleasure and that's wonderful.
There's this great example that I give in the campus when I teach. It's this example of why does the Kinneret Lake has such, you know, vitality? It's sweet water, there's fish, there's flora there. Why? Because it gets the water from the mountain, from the snow that melts, and then it flows everything, streams everything to basically the whole country, and the still vegetative, animate, and human, and waters everyone. And why does the Dead Sea is called the Dead Sea? Because it receives the water, but absorbs it for itself, and it doesn't pass it on to anything, and has no vitality, therefore. So there's nothing more wondrous than simply receiving that force, the upper light, and streaming it forward, because when the water stands, it starts stink, the stench starts rising. So we have to be this vessel of servitude. It's hard for us psychologically to wrap our heads around it, that precisely when I pass on to others, exactly at that point, in that point of conception, and whatever will grow from that is where life is. That's where the transition is.
Dear friends, in that we have ended our first workshop. Our organizer will tell us what's the next thing. But no, sit down. What happened? What happened? What are you? Our usher didn't tell us to get up yet. Everybody sit. We have before us an exercise until we come back to the lesson. Yeah, the lesson, with God's help, is in what time? We only have breaks and meals here, I see. 3:45 is the next lesson. I'm asking you to come to the lesson with an answer. Which prayer do we need to become an embryo? Which prayer will we do in order to become an embryo? But not just say, I want to be an embryo. Did we agree? Everyone thinks, I'm asking, what prayer should we do to become an embryo?
שלו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור אתה בוחר להתבטר כלפי החברים שלך בעזרתם להינצל שלך כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.